T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Ron, we heard from Matt Murray there. Interview with Darren Dreger at the World Championships in Slovakia. And it obviously the question at hand with Matt Murray is, do you sign him now? He's signed next year. Right now, he's the 25th highest paid goalie in the league, $3.75 million for next year. After that, he's a restricted free agent in 2021. Obviously, he has pedigree, but he also has a lengthy, like alarmingly lengthy injury history. Is it prudent right now, Ron, to make him one of the higher paid goalies in the league? There are right now, let me just tell you, there are Carey Price is in a different category altogether, makes $2 million more than anybody at 10.5. And after you have Lundqvist.
I'm not going that high for him.
No, of course. No, he's in a different category financially. Nobody's going there. Henrik Lundqvist is at 8.5. Then you have Bobrovsky at 7.4. You have Pekka at 7. You have Tuukka Rask, who may win the Conn Smythe, at 7. And Hellebuck, Holtby, Crawford, Schneider, bunch of guys right around 6. So, A, would you sign him? B, what's the number?
I've put him into that second or third tier. This isn't going to be his real big contract, I don't think. I would definitely, to me, he's one of the best goaltenders in the league. He showed me something. The workload down the stretch, what he started, like 22 or 23 games. You're always going to worry about injuries with those guys, you know, because people crash the net so hard. I think the general manager really likes him. He's a former goaltender himself, and I think he believes in him. And they obviously made the decision to go with the younger, cheaper guy, Murray, and let Fleury leave. And I don't think they regret that, and I think Murray's going to be the goaltender here for a long time.
I do too, and I understand the injury concern. And that would be, I'm trying to put myself in Jim Rutherford's shoes right now and Mario's shoes and Ron Burkle. And is this a guy that we're going to make this kind of investment in? The number would probably be $6-7 million, right?
Right.
It would have to be. And by the way, Bobrovsky's an unrestricted, as we know, right now, and he's at 7-4. So this isn't going down anytime soon. That's another thing to consider, is if you don't sign him now and he comes back and has a giant year, then he puts himself maybe into a different category.
As a restricted, they still have his rights.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like he can leave as an unrestricted guy. No, I'm trying to get the deal done now, unless he's just totally out of whack with what he wants. And I don't sense that he is. I think he's pretty happy here.
So do I. And at 3.75, I would not be happy with my deal, though, if I were him. At 25th in the league, I would be wanting to move up many slots right now. And so what's realistic, Ron? Maybe 4 years?
25,
27
somewhere
million?
Around there,
Somewhere around there. 5 years?
And it's all guaranteed.
Would you go as long as 5?
If you
believe in him.
Depending on what he wants, but yeah, absolutely.
5 for 33? Something
five
like
for
that?
30, 33, yeah.
It's a significant investment, and if somebody calls us and says, I don't trust his injury history, I have a hard time blaming them for that.
You're right. It is a very significant investment, but it's also a very significant position.
Yeah.
And I think they'd be set. The Smith is signed through 2021 at a reasonable price, has shown he's a very capable backup. I'm trying to get the deal done.
If this season, was sort of a contract drive for him, I think he succeeded. I think he was just okay in the playoffs. That's true. But again, 10th in the league in save percentage, and he made 50 starts. You give me between 50 and 60 starts each year and top 10 in save percentage, and then I still trust him in big games. He does have 2 Stanley Cups, you know?
He sure does.
That's not a small part of his
and
resume.
And I thought he played really well to help him get in the playoffs. They didn't clinch until, what, the next to last game
yeah.
this year? And I thought he carried them down the stretch. And I thought he was pretty good in the playoffs. He wasn't as good. as the other guy, whose name escapes me now for the Islanders, who played him for the Islanders, the big guy. Come on. The Islanders goaltender.
I know. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Why can't I think of it? Because it went out of the playoffs so quickly right after that.
I can't think of it either, but he outplayed him, I thought. But, you know, not by much.
Robin Leonard.
Leonard, yeah. I thought, how can we both not know that?
Because the Islanders are so nondescript, and yet they come in here and sweep the Penguins. That's why.
And then they get swept themselves, who, by Carolina, right, who now may be swept by Boston after Boston beat them last night, right?
That's right.
Could have sweep, sweep, and sweep. Doesn't say much for the Penguins.
No, it doesn't. And here's my other question for people at 412-928-9370 is, now that sort of the emotions have died down, where are we with some of these trades, the idea of trading some of these people? Let me start with Phil Kessel, Ron. And I guess I'm surprised, even though I get it, that it feels like there's an expiration date on him. I'm surprised at how cavalierly people just talk about dealing him just to get rid of him, just to get rid of him, just to get rid of free up the salary. Like, we are talking about one of the most productive point producers in the NHL.
I think the shelf life has expired. That's just my feel.
So get rid of him just to get rid of the salary.
I think that's going to be a big part of it, but hopefully you get something back decent in return. But I do think they're ready to make a move from him.
I think they probably are ready to make a move.
Now, what are you going to get back? That's the question.
Well, let's go back to the way you phrased it, because it's just like, yeah, just get whatever you can, basically, for him. Get the best deal you can. I don't know that I'm there with a guy who is as productive as... How many guys are more productive than him in the whole league year to year? Five?
Yeah, I'd have to check that up. But he's got to score goals to help you, because he doesn't help you in any other way.
He's got to produce points. He's got to produce points. And he does. And he does produce points.
He does, although he had a long stretch last year, this past season, where he didn't get an even strength goal, right, for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
That can't be. That can't be.
I know. And he would always make up for whatever stretches he had in the regular season with gigantic playoffs, or he did twice in a row anyway. In the last 2 years, it hasn't been that.
Although he was hardly alone failing there.
But I just, I don't know, the sentiment of trading Phil Kessel, I wonder where folks are with that at 412-928-9370. If you're simply like, get rid of him at this point. I don't know that I'm there, honestly. And it would be just like Phil Kessel to come back next season and have a gigantic year, an unexpectedly gigantic year. At the age of what will he be by next
34?
Season? 32. He turns 32.
He looks older.
He
looks older than that.
But he doesn't play older necessarily, Ron. I think there's this idea that he's just going to fade going into his 30s here. I'm not sure that's true, honestly. And again, when I look at his numbers from last year, we've been over this. He tied for the second most points of his career. The second most of his career. He tied for the most power play goals of his career. I don't know. I'm just going back and sort of rethinking, because even I found myself saying it.
Are you flipping?
Not really, because I've never been of a mind just to get rid of him for nothing. But I do see that sometimes he can be a pain in the rear end for a coach. That's obvious. And then there's the question of Gino. And I don't think they're going to trade him, Ron. I really don't either,
but I do think that there is truth to the speculation that they're at least considering their options.
There is. I mean, they've said it. They've said that they're considering their options.
If you're asking me to bet, will he be with the Penguins, I'm going to say yes.
And I think he should be. And I think to trade him would be a profound change, in more so than Kessel, more so than even Letang. To trade Gino would be a major departure for the organization.
Although, transformation of your
organization.
They were swept in the first round this year. They went out in the second round the year before.
Yeah.
And he had I thought he had a really bad year for him. You know, good year for a lot of players, a bad year for him.
Bad year for him.
And the question is he on the downhill slide? Is now the time to do it?
Yeah, and he doesn't play a ton of games. There's no denying that. Look at these numbers, Ron, as I actually look into it. You look at Gino's past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, his past 6 years, Ron, How many times has he played even 70 games in 6 years?
Once.
Once, yep. And it was last year. 78 times. Other than that, 68, 62, 57, 69, and 60. And I actually believed very strongly that in the two cup years, him missing over 20 games or around 20, an average of 20, put it that way, helped him in the playoffs. I really do.
He was fresh for the playoffs, absolutely.
But that's a tough way to live if it's going to be a year-to-year thing. And again, this year he only played 68. And you're right, he had a bad year, and he seems to be chafing under this coach. He does. Would you agree with that?
I would. And maybe the coach is chafing with him a little bit too.
A lot of decisions for Jim Rutherford and Mario and Ron Burkle and Dominic Simone, right, Ron? We've included him in the ownership group. Do you think he is a decision maker at this point for them?
No, I don't.
He gets last call on draft picks and big trades. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ron, they're talking about a draft lottery and other sports after the NBA last night. What about the NFL? Would we be in favor of that? And would you be in favor of another twist to the draft in all sports that I absolutely love? We'll talk about it next on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.